Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
You wake up in the morning and you're like, today's going to be different.
Yeah.
Not going to complain today.
Nah, don't do that.
Nah, because why would you?
Well, I don't want to make promises I can't keep.
Exactly.
Even to myself.
And I was like, yeah, I'm going to be one of these people just full of zen and good vibes.
Yeah.
But no, I'm just full of anger.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's bubbling away.
Okay.
And, you know, sometimes you want to relive the childhood memories, right? Mm. And sometimes you think, man, there's been something that I've been craving and I haven't been made aware that I've been craving this for so long until someone's brought it up to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so Jimmy said to me yesterday, he's like, you want to get some ice cream? I'm like, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I do want some ice cream. Yeah. I'm on this health kick, but stuff it. I'll start tomorrow.
That's unlike you.
I know. So unlike me.
You've been doing really well, mate.
Yeah, I know. Totally. Anyway, like... He's like, do you want a banana paddle pop?
And
I'm like, oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all know, right? When it comes to paddle pops, creaminess, good times.
Yeah.
You're never disappointed with a paddle pop.
Can't be.
Right?
How do you get it wrong?
It's like the chocolate, the rainbow, banana, even the caramel one. Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the four distinct flavors of our community and life.
I don't know if caramel rates are mentioned, to be honest with
well,
you.
Well, I'm just thinking, three. What's the other one? It's just three.
Just the three major paddle pops.
There was a vanilla one there for a while, wasn't there?
Well, yeah.
It's a bit odd.
Like, they go a bit fruity with the different choices. Yeah. That, you know, there's the half-dipped ones and all sorts.
Yes, no, we don't want any of that.
No,
just bring back old paddle pop line.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah. And he runs off and he gets a box of bananas.
Mm.
And he's like, here you go. And he, you know, he brought it over and he opened it and I was like, oh, yes, get. Do you know what? Why, when we were kids, does everything taste better?
Because there was less regulation on industries when we were kids, so they could put whatever garbage they wanted in there, or chemicals and sugar and stuff.
And I mean, some may argue this has caused me health problems in the brain, but I'll take it. Bring back the original paddle pops.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know what they're running here.
Yeah.
I don't want to call out any company, but let me just say they're very Billabong-esque.
Okay.
And I don't even know
what that means.
Back in the day, there was paddle pops and there were Billabongs.
Yeah, I remember.
So you'd go to a milk bar and you'd be looking for a paddle pop and, oh, this milk bar only sells Billabongs.
Milk bar,
and they're nowhere as creamy as a paddle pop, right?
Right.
They're
so
like
the...
You have a bit watery.
Yeah.
No thanks. Anyway, all paddle pops are like this now. I was so devastated.
Really?
I wanted refreshment. I wanted flavour. I wanted creaminess. I wanted good times. I got none of that. I got a crappy ice cream. And I'm bleeding.
from paddle pop. Wow.
Yes. Why have they changed? They're smaller. They're not as creamy.
Mm.
Not to mention, it could not hold...
You're bigger, though.
What like, do you mean? No, what? What?
As in, you're what? Taller, your
oh,
hands are
taller.
Bigger.
Okay, yeah.
You're,
no, it's
you're,
got nothing
you've
to do with
up
that.
As a person.
I'm telling you. I'll bring one in for you tomorrow.
When you open the box, did it make a noise like this? Oh, come on
oh,
now.
Oh, good one. Yes, it did.
Yeah, great.
Because there was nothing inside.
There was nothing.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
Tom, Loggy and Cameron Ling in the studio. G'day, mate.
Good morning, Tommy.
Hi.
Hey, Loggy. I enjoyed your chat about Mariah there.
I know you did. You were steaming.
Demanding high standards. It's okay to be a diva. If you want a product that is of the highest quality,
no.
can demand it.
Hang on. She's a diva to herself.
Absolutely.
To no one else around her.
No.
Did I not say the book would be hard work to read because she is hard work as a person?
Well, I don't know, Tom. All I'm saying is that I've never met her, but I really enjoy her songs.
Okay.
And you're
fine.
Flaring up because you love Alan.
I'm just saying, listen, some of what went on at the Alan show is absolutely reprehensible.
Yes. Mm.
But Alan demanding high standards of her star
doesn't
make her a diva.
Leave Alan alone.
All right. When Alan can hit high notes like Mariah, you come and talk to me, Liggy.
Okay. I certainly can't.
Lingy, we got you penciled in for the Lingy Lowdown before 8 o'clock, but you're here now. So before we do that, we thought we might get you to play our favourite Tuesday game.
It's I love games.
Geelong the Surf Coast down the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday-based game. I'm sure you're across it. It's called Guess the Year, and we'll explain it to you after we play this.
This is it. Guess the Year.
All right, so it does what it says on the tin. You need to guess the year. What we're going to do is play a little bit of a song, and we need to transport our minds back through the mists of time. Back to when you first heard that song, and you should be able to kind of work out what time frame that was.
And do I blurt it out?
No.
That's why we've given you a pen and a piece of paper. You write it down, and then we reveal on three.
Okay.
And 2, 1.
And I mean, it's a best of three arrangement, but there's three of us playing.
That's okay. It'll just be a fun game.
When I get them all right and you two get them all wrong, it'll be a clear who the winner is.
God, yeah, you're sassy like Ellen this morning.
Demanding high standards.
It's closest to without going over.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right.
Like,
oh, the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Okay. How good was Price is Right?
So right? Good. We can chat about that later.
Yeah, off air. All right, here we go. Question number one for Guess the Year for this week sounds like... Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got? Counting Crows.
Okay.
Big Yellow Taxi, the old Joni Mitchell rework.
Joni Mitchell?
No, don't even start.
Do you know who Joni Mitchell is?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You don't.
Joni Mitchell?
You kind of look like Joni Mitchell.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
My
hair was longer.
Brown hair.
Yeah, thanks. Same.
And eyes. Brown hair and
I've got skin.
Yeah.
It happens. Okay.
Okay, they did Big Yellow Taxi.
I'm going to go under a year of what I think.
Okay. All right.
I'll just go exactly the year.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, see, but the tactic is, yeah, anyway, okay. We can work out that later. This is going to be fun. All three reveal in 3, 2, 1.
The year 1999. Oh.
So I went 99.
2000. 2002.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Let's find out if anybody is even close.
The year was 2002.
Oh.
All right, Cameron Ling talks a big game, but then backs
you
it
Google
up.
Google that?
No.
Okay.
Walking the walk, Loggy.
Walking the walk.
Okay, God, I'm impressed. And you may never get to play this game again, Cameron.
I may never get close on any other song.
Here we go. Question number two.
Oh, okay. Do you know why I remember this?
Sophie Ellis-Bextor. You had your first kiss to this one.
No, I didn't. I had my
first dance floor pash.
No, it was my second kiss was to John Bon Jovi, my first kiss. Oh, it was to Pennywise. That song I tried to burn on a CD for one of my house parties, but
Murder
our computer
on the dance
didn't
floor.
Have a burner.
On the dance floor. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna repeat myself here. Revealing 3, 2, 1. 1999.
Oh, I had so many.
I'm saying 2000.
So Tommy and I are going to
decide. The year was 2000.
Yeah, baby! Oh, in Loggy. Your face!
Okay.
I remember the emotions of wanting that.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm the only one without a point here.
Well, you wanted to murder someone on the dance floor.
No!
Literally, figuratively.
Do you know who I do want to? You know people that just drop farts and then just leave?
Crop dust dance floors.
Crop dust dance floor people.
Yeah. Hey, F but do you remember when you used to be able to smoke in clubs and dance floor? That was even
days.
Worse.
Punching darts. You'd come home with ciggy burns in the back of your neck. Like, ah, Jesus.
Okay, question number three.
Oh.
Angus and Julia Stone.
Oh, damn. I remember these guys won a certain countdown.
Yeah, I'll be a million miles off on this one.
Song. Oh, that's hard.
Okay, this was early radio days for me, I reckon. Mm. So, reveal in 3, 2, 1.
2005.
7.
Oh. Ooh, okay. 5 for you, 7 for you, 8 for me. Let's find out.
The year was 2010.
Hey!
Look
right. 1 point a piece. This is amazing, right? So 1 point a piece.
Because you said 08, didn't you?
Yeah. So I'm closest to without going over.
Okay. Wow.
So now we've got a tiebreaker. Wow. We've got one last question.
It's like we've manufactured this perfectly.
Yeah. Let's just hope we don't choose the same year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll accept a tie as long as I'm tied with someone to win.
Okay.
Here we go. Question number four. This is the tiebreaker.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
I could end up 10 years off on this one.
I've gone in hard. I felt something in my gut and I've gone with it.
Same.
Yep.
It's all about bacteria health in the gut.
Okay. Here we go. Revealing 3, 2, 1.
2001.
11. What?
One, you said 1?
1.
I said 3.
I told you I could be 10 years off. I thought that was later.
Lingy's being polite as a guest and throwing the game.
Oh,
here we go. Here, let's find out.
The year was 2004.
Oh! Yes! Well done. That was good. That was a great game.
So we interviewed him a while back.
Yes.
And I remember doing research. I was like, I reckon it's around that 2003.
Did we offend him with something? I remember something happened.
Yeah, we made it weird.
Yeah,
I can't remember
it was
how.
Weird.
And we never heard from him again.
Was it when Loggy tried to sing to him?
Yeah.
Wake up fresh. Daily.
Wake up
fresh. Daily. With Tom and Loggy. 5-5.